Since the early church, there's been a lively theological debate around this very passage. The narrow gate and Jesus' commentary, that there's a wide gate and a broad road to destruction, and there are many who take that path. And there's a narrow gate and constricted road that leads to life, and there are few. The lively debate has been this: is he talking about heaven? Are there more people in heaven or more people in hell? Way above my pay grade, you can ask Bishop Kagan or Pope Francis if you want commentary on that question, because it's far beyond my pay grade or any of ours here, so I beg you to not provide your own commentary. It's a big question. But what is Jesus doing? Giving us a question or a thought that we cannot ourselves answer, or is he also alluding to something immediately practical? I believe so, because in preceding that troubling, terrifying, inspiring statement about the narrow gate that few enter and the wide gate that many enter, he says this, and he gives us the golden rule: do to others whatever you would have them do to you. That famous golden rule, this is where we get it, Matthew 7:12. If we want to ask ourselves, and we should ask, not where is he going or she, or where did he go or she, because there is, it's an endless cycle of wonder and doubt and judgment and all that stuff that does us no good. The question we should be asked is, where am I going? Where am I going? Not how many are there and how many aren't. You don't know, I don't know, Pope Francis doesn't know. The question we ought to ask every day is, where am I going? And Jesus gives us a little litmus test, perhaps, to see, not where am I going, because remember, heaven isn't a place. It's a person who has a name, the most powerful name on earth and in heaven and in hell, Jesus. So where am I in relationship to heaven, who is a person? And Jesus says, here's a look into this mirror. Do to others whatever you would have them do to you. And we can then begin to understand where we are in relationship to heaven, the person. Not the place, the maybe someday destination. No, the reality right now, here, into which we are to enter, and who will soon enter us. And perhaps for a day this would be a challenge to you, to me. In our actions throughout this day, our thoughts, in our actions throughout this day, does this fit? Where does this fit in relationship to the golden rule? Somebody who's racing to work, and we don't know, has 1,000 things on their mind and isn't a great driver, and where do our thoughts go? And that when we're in that situation, do we want the same in return? For an example, as we get in our cars soon. So perhaps, well, that is certainly, I think, a narrow road, that of the golden rule. To live one's life with every thought and action being, would I want this directed to me? Spouses? Single people? Co-workers? Grandparents? Would I want this thought or action be submitted and directed at me? Let's try that. I think it's a pretty narrow road if one were to live his or her life every day through that lens. But apparently it's important, because Jesus says the sum of the law and the prophets, that's a big statement, is in this: do to others whatever you would have them do to you. Let's perhaps this day just reflect upon that as we go about our business and see how we are in relationship to the person of Jesus Christ, who is heaven himself, and then maybe be inspired to grow. That's what this is all about.